那我们现在开始了。服务员已聆听，外昆塔之音现在开始播音。各位尊敬的 Vaishnava 奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2018年10月16日，星期二。我们再次的荣幸的邀请到 Tiadaraja Prabhu 继续为我们讲述《博家梵歌》原意。敬请大家的聆听。
Hare Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 7, Bhagavad Gita as it is, it's called Knowledge of the Absolute.
博迦梵歌第七章的标题是有关绝对真理的知识。
It's a relatively short chapter. We've only got 30 verses today.
这一章相对来说是比较简短的，总共有30个诗节。
So in the first six chapters, Krishna and Arjuna, they discussed Jnana Yoga, which Jnana means knowledge, and they discussed Stanga Yoga.
在前面的六章当中，Krishna 和 Arjuna 讨论了 Jnana Yoga， 也就是知识瑜伽，以及了 Astanga Yoga， 也就是八步瑜伽。
So these types of yogas are aimed at achieving liberation and freedom from material existence.
修习这些瑜伽的目的就是为了从物质存在中获得解脱，得到自由。
And basically this is what most people who are trying to practice spiritual life, they're looking for this. They're looking for liberation and some relief from material suffering, material existence.
这就是大多数人进行灵性修习的目的，就是为了得到解脱，能够摆脱物质存在中的痛苦。
So many yogis, or many people who have translated Bhagavad Gita generally only translate the first six chapters.
那翻译《博迦梵歌》的人呢，通常来说，他们只翻译《博迦梵歌》前面的六个章节。
Before I became a devotee, I met another yogi.
在我成为奉献者之前，我曾经遇到过一个瑜伽师。
And his name was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi.
他的名字叫 Maharishi
Mahesh
YogiMaharishi Mahesh Yogi， 这是他的名字。
Yeah. So he was very famous in the 1960s and 1970s as being one of the first Indian yogis to go to the West.
那么他在20世纪60年代和70年代呢，在印度是非常一个有名的瑜伽师。因为呢，他在那个时候就去到了西方世界。
And he had a big ashram in Rishikesh.
而且呢，这位瑜伽师在 Rishikesh 那个地方拥有一座很大的这个灵修所。
And he founded an organization which was called Transcendental Meditation, or TM.
他创造了一个组织叫做超然的这个冥想，这个组织简称为 TM。
And they still exist there in China and all over the world, even to this day.
而且他所创立的这个组织呢，直至今日在中国仍然存在着。
And his process involved some meditation on a secret mantra.
而他所讲到的这个程序呢，就是去冥想一些神圣的曼陀罗。
And the idea was that by meditating on a sacred sound, then your consciousness will become elevated.
嗯，那么他所提出的这个哲学观念呢，就是通过冥想这些神圣的声音震荡，一个人的知觉便能够得以提升。
And he translated Bhagavad Gita, but he only translated the first six chapters, this yogi.
嗯，那这一位瑜伽师呢，他也翻译了《薄伽梵歌》，但是他只翻译了《薄伽梵歌》的前面六个章节。
And if all you're interested in is some spirituality with material liberation, then the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita are sufficient.
那如果我们要从物质的这种氛围当中脱离出来，被提升到灵性的境界的话，实际上《薄伽梵歌》的前面六个章节就已经充分的足够了。
But if you feel, maybe there is more, maybe this freedom or this liberation is actually also something selfish. Maybe there's something more to have. Then the next chapters of Bhagavad Gita are for you.
但是呢，如果你认为只是为了让自己从这个物质存在当中解脱出来，其实还是一种自私的心态的话，你觉得除此之外还有更多的话，那么呢，你就可以去阅读第七章了。
If you want to know what comes beyond selfish liberation or thinking just about your own self and your own happiness, then reading the next chapters of Bhagavad Gita will take you to another platform.
那么如果你觉得还有更高的，就是比自私的这种解脱更高的层面的话，如果你觉得除了自己的解脱以及自己的快乐之外，还有更高的层面的话，那么呢，你就应该去阅读第七章。
So are you ready?
Yes. 所以大家准备好了吗
？Take your consciousness next step.
所以从这里开始就要把我们的知觉更加的提升一步。
So in this seventh chapter, Krishna will start to begin to discuss bhakti yoga and the process of attaining devotion of Krishna, of Him.
从第七章开始呢 ，Krishna 将开始讨论 bhakti 瑜伽以及获得对他的奉爱的这个方法和程序。
Now, this type of liberation will lead you to become an associate of Lord Krishna in the spiritual world.
而这个 bhakti 修习 bhakti 瑜伽所带来的解脱，能够引人成为主 Krishna 在灵性世界里的一个同游。
And this yoga is independent of other processes such as karma and jnana.
而且 bhakti 瑜伽的程序呢，不依赖于其他的程序，比如 karma 或 jnana。
Now you may remember in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, there are five topics of Bhagavad Gita.
大家也许还记得，在薄伽梵歌的导言当中提到了薄伽梵歌所涉及的五大主题。
So some are permanent and some are temporary.things.
有其中提到呢，有一些是永恒的事物，而有一些是短暂的事物。
So karma is something which is only a product of this material world.
Karma 业报呢，只是物质世界的产物。
And as we have heard, with determination, you can change your karma, and you can also become free from karma.
而且呢，如果一个人决心坚定的话，他甚至能够改变karma， 或者是从 karma 的这个束缚当中解脱出来。
While we are conditioned, while we are still not liberated, our karma from our past life and the activities that we do in this life, they keep following us around everywhere.
只要我们仍然还受到条件的限制，那么我们现在和过往的这个 karma 和业报会一直跟随着我们。
Karma is a bit like a fragrance or an aroma. Like a smell.
这个 karma 呢就好比是一种气味。
And jnana, of course, knowledge is something that we do just to satisfy our intelligence. We try to get knowledge to satisfy our intelligence.
那 jnana 的意思呢是知识，也就意味着我们去做出一些努力来获取知识，以满足我们的智力。
But this process of bhakti yoga, it is beyond these material activities, beyond material nature. It's a pure transcendental activity.
但是呢 ，bhakti 瑜伽的程序是远远超越于物质自然和物质活动的。因为它是完全纯粹超然的活动。
Now, for a materialistically minded person, the activities of bhakti seem no different than the activities that anybody else is doing.
对于一个物质主义者而言呢，他们会觉得奉献服务的活动和普通的活动没有什么区别。
Because bhakti is not just the external activities that we do, but it is the consciousness with which we do those activities.
但是呢 ，bhakti 瑜伽并不在于我们外在从事什么样的活动，而是在于我们从事这些活动时所具有的是什么样的知觉。
Yeah, bhakti of course means devotion.Means to do something in a devoted way, in a selfless way.
Bhakti 的意思是奉爱，也就是说，我们是怀着奉爱的这样的心态去从事活动的，而不是为了达成自私的目的。
So a materialistic person has trouble understanding how or why you would want to do something.That's not benefiting you or yourself.
所以一个物质主义者是很不能够明白的，为什么奉献者会做的这些事情并不是为了他们自己的利益而去做的。一个物质主义者无法明白这一点。
It almost seems foolish for most people.
而且他们甚至会觉得这些行为这些活动都是愚蠢的。
Sometimes we see people, they do some charity work.
有的时候我们会看到一些人去进行布施和做一些慈善活动。
Then they, you know, give some money for some welfare work, for some poor people, or they may clean the temple room, you know, at a monastery or something. They may do some charity work, but...Their ultimate goal is to either feel good about themselves or to be recognized as a person who's doing good for others.
那有一些人呢会去从事一些福利性的工作，他们会去给穷人布施啊，或者去到佛教的这些庙宇去清洁庙宇啊，他们做这样的慈善活动。但是呢，他们的目的实际上是为了能够让自己得到好处，或者是说让别人觉得他们在做一些慈善活动，好获取一些名声什么的。
Now coming to bhakti, being a bhakti yogi doesn't require anything but to engage in a process.
但是呢，修习 bhakti。一个修习 bhakti 的瑜伽师不需要其他任何的资格，而只需要参与到这个过程当中。
Now it's said that this process is compared to a person who is suffering from jaundice. Jaundice is like a yellow fever, when your whole body goes yellow. And the cure in India is that they eat sugar candy.And then, in the beginning, the candy tastes very bitter. But as you become cured, even if you keep eating the candy, gradually you will taste the sweetness of the candy.
那这个程序呢，就做了一个比喻，就好比是一个人得了黄疸病。黄疸病就是说一个人得了这种疾病，然后他的皮肤就变成了黄色。那么在印度治疗这种黄疸病的方法就是去吃糖，然后刚开始得黄疸病的人刚开始吃糖的时候，他是会觉得这个糖的味道是苦的，但是呢，如果他继续吃的话，他逐渐的就可以品尝到这个原本的糖的甜味了。
And it says that the realization will come to the degree of surrender of the person practicing the process.
而且呢，根据这个修习这个程序的修习者，他们不同程度的皈依，他们便会相应的得到觉悟。
So the verse Yiyatamam Prapadyanti Tamstatayva Bajami Aham.As you surrender unto me, Krishna says, I will reward you accordingly.
Krishna 在这个诗节当中说到呢，根据你向我皈依的程度的不同，我相应的给予回报。
So when people say, oh, it's not working for me, the first thing we say, well, are you following the process like Krishna?
如果有的人说哦，这个程序对我来说不起作用，但是我们首先就要问这个人了，你是否真的按照 Krishna 所训示的那样去追随这个程序了吗？
Mostly the problem is that we speculate too much.
大多数时候都是因为我们太过于亲自推敲了，思辨的太多了。
We add things, we subtract things, and we ultimately we think we know more than Krishna.
我们虽然表面上在进行着修习，但是内心里却在想我自己比 Krishna 知道的还要多。
Somehow, most people they don't hear properly.
大多数人呢都没有。恰当的去聆听。
And they don't follow properly.
而且呢，他们也没有恰当的去追随。
So therefore they don't get the proper result.
所以正是因为这个原因，他们就不能够得到恰当的结果。
We're supposed to chant japa loudly and clearly.
就是说呢，我们应该大声的、清晰的去念诵我们的加塔。
Yet some devotees they speculate that we should just go. That we should make some other sort of growling sound, and or we should chant in another way. We speculate in so many different ways.
实际上呢，我们应该就是非常大声的、清晰的去念诵我们的加法，但是有的时候，有的奉献者就觉得，还有其他的方法可以去念诵。
Now Krishna then goes on to explain to Arjuna his power and also his sweetness. Why we should meditate on him? In other words.
接下来呢 ，Krishna。像阿朱娜描述了他的力量和他的甜美，换句话说，也就是 Krishna 在解释为什么要去冥想他。
Because unless we know how powerful Krishna is, why should we meditate on it?
因为呢，如果我们知道Krishna 所拥有的力量，那么呢，我们就可以去冥想他。
Why would we do anything unless we also knew that the end result is very sweet?
除非我们知道我们所获得的结果是会得到一个非常好的结果，否则我们为什么要从事这个活动呢？
Then Arjuna is told by Krishna, once you know all these things, there's nothing more to know in this material world.
Krishna 告诉 Arjuna,一旦他知道了这些知识， 就知道了一切，在这个物质世界里就再没有什么更多的需要去知道的了。
In other words, once you know everything I'm telling you, Krishna, Arjuna, you will have complete knowledge.
换句话说，Krishna 对 Arjuna 说道，一旦你知道了我向你讲述的这些知识，那么呢，你就拥有了完整的知识。
Now, a person who gets such knowledge is very rare.
但是获得这知识的人是非常罕见的。
Krishna has two energies. One is the inferior material. Well, actually, Krishna has many energies, but what we see is that there are two energies. One is the inferior material energy, and the other one is the superior spiritual energy.
Krishna 有两种能量。当然了 ，Krishna 呢有无数的能量，但是呢，我们基本上可以把它看成是两种能量，一种呢是低等的物质能量，另一种是灵性的能量。
Each of these energies has a special characteristic.
无论是物质能量还是灵性能量，都有各自的特点。
Now Krishna says, "I am the origin of both energies."
Krishna 宣布。它是物质和灵性这两种能量的源头。
And to understand how Krishna is holding everything together, he gives an example.
而且为了让我们能够理解 Krishna 是如何支撑着一切的 ，Krishna 呢，在这个世界里面做出了一个比喻。
And he compares himself to the thread that holds together a string of pearls.
Krishna 把自己比作成一条串起珍珠的线。
Now, Krishna says, "I'm the sound, and I'm the light that is emanating everywhere."
Krishna 也说到，我是声音和发光体的光芒。
He is the cause of everything.
他是一切的原因之源。
Yet the people in this world can't see Krishna because they've become bewildered by the things of this world.
然而呢，这个物质世界上的人们看不到 Krishna， 因为他们被物质世界的事物所迷惑了。
And they can't see the thing that is constant in this world, which is the presence of Krishna in everything.
他们看不到那一恒常不变的事实。也就是 Krishna 临在于万事万物之中。
Just like when you have a string of pearls, you don't see the thread, but you know it's there.
就好比是当你看到一串珍珠的时候，你能够看见珍珠，但是呢，你看不到线，但是你知道这个线是存在那儿的。
So Krishna then explains that this material energy.Which is bewildering everybody, is also his divine energy, and it cannot be defeated.
然后 Krishna 又解释说，使众生受到迷惑的物质能量，其实是他本人神圣的能量，这能量难以克服。
But he says, if you surrender unto him, then you can easily go beyond this material energy. He doesn't say.That if you surrender to Krishna, you will defeat the material energy. He says you can just go beyond it.
接下来 Krishna 说到呢，皈依于他的人能够轻易的跨越这物质能量。Krishna 没有说一个人能够征服，能够打败这些物质能量，而是说跨越它。
Then Krishna goes on to describe that there are.Four categories of people who can go beyond this material energy.
接下来 ，Krishna 提到了四种人，那这四种人便能够跨越物质能量。
He says the first person is those who are in distress.
这四种人的第一种人是苦恼痛苦的人。
And as we're reading through these four, you can decide which was.The reason that you were interested in Krishna consciousness.
当我们阅读 到这个诗节当中提到的这四种人的时候，我们可以看看我们自己是因为什么原因而受到 Krishna 知觉的吸引。
So the first one was the person who are distressed.
第一种人呢，就是苦恼痛苦的人。
The second one is the people who are looking for some wealth.
第二种呢，是寻求财富的人。
They think, well, God is very rich. If I hang out with a rich person, maybe I can become rich also.
那这类人会想呢，神是非常富裕的，那如果我崇拜神的话，那也许我也能够得到一些财富和富裕。
The third one is people who are inquisitive. They want to look at everything. They want to know how does this work, how does that work.
第三种呢，就是那些好奇爱问的人，他们就是想把这个事情探个究竟。
And the fourth one is people who are seeking knowledge of the absolute. They're thinking, where have I come from? What is this world? What is beyond this world?
第四种呢，就是寻求绝对真理的人。那这一类人呢，就会去想，我是从哪里来的，在这个世界之外还有什么，他们会这样想。
So if we were to use materialistic language, we would say these are Krishna's target audience.
那如果我们以物质主义者的这种话来说的话，那这四种人就是 Krishna 的目标受众。
Just like if you're a businessman, you have a product to sell, you have to identify who do I want to sell this to, who are potentially my best customers.
那比方说，就好比说如果你是一个商人，然后你有一些商品要出售，那你就要去寻找你的目标的客户是哪些人。
So Krishna has also done his marketing plan. He's done his research.
所以 Krishna 呢也有他的这个市场营销，他也做了这样的调查。
So, now the next thing is Krishna understands that this is a mixed type of bhakti. It's not, these are not people who are in pure bhakti. They're all mixed up people.
Krishna 说到呢，这些人他们修习的 bhakti 是混杂的 bhakti， 他们并不是在修习纯粹的 bhakti。
Because even people in these four categories, they have some desire for happiness from practicing this philosophy.
因为呢，这四种人呢，他们其实都是有各自的愿望的，他们希望从这个修习当中得到某种形式的快乐。
And when we present Krishna consciousness to the public, we say that you chant Hare Krishna, you'll become happy.
当我们向这个普通大众去呈现 Krishna 知觉的时候，我们会告诉他们，如果你唱诵 Hare Krishna 的话，你们会变得快乐。
But this is not pure devotional service.
但实际上呢，这还不是纯粹的奉献服务。
And there are some letters in which Srila Prabhupada also told the devotees not to promote Krishna consciousness in this way.
To not promote
Krishna consciousness as a process that just gives you freedom from stress and relief from anxiety.
实际上呢，我们从Srila Prabhupada的一些信件当中可以看到，Srila Prabhupada说我们不应该以这样的方式去呈现 Krishna 知觉，也就是说我们不应该以这样的方式就是告诉人们修习 Krishna 知觉可以摆脱痛苦什么的，不应该以这样的方式去呈现。
He always promoted pure love for Krishna.
我们应该呈现的是对 Krishna 纯粹的爱。
Sometimes we think that if we present this, people won't listen to us.
有的时候我们会想呢，如果我们告诉人们，如果我们这样去告诉人们的话，人们也许会接受这个程序。
But mostly that's because we ourselves are not so convinced.
Ourselves are not convinced.
Yeah, because we're not convinced yet. therefore we present Krishna consciousness also in a in some sort of mixed form.
那是因为呢，我们自己还没有坚定的对这个 Krishna 知觉有坚定的信心，所以说呢，我们总是以这种混杂的这种方式去呈现Krishna 知觉。
So we should know that this type of presentation is not pure. It's called karma mishra bhakti.
我们要知道呢，这种去呈现Krishna知觉的方式呢，并不是纯粹的，而是混杂着的。这被称之为 karma mishra bhakti.
The karma mishra bhakti means it means devotional service, but mixed with some fruit of result.
嗯，karma mishra bhakti 的意思就是呢，就是说一个人在从事奉献服务，但是呢，其中混杂着功利性的目的。And
many people fit into this category.
而很多人呢，都是在这个类型当中。Now
the process of bhakti is so powerful that even if you practice it with some materialistic desire, gradually you will become free from this desire.
但是呢, Bhakti 瑜伽的程序实际上是非常强有力的。即使一个人是怀着物质欲望去从事 Bhakti 的修习，但是呢，随着他的修习，他的物质欲望会逐渐的得到净化。And
the process of Bhakti, of pure, of performing pure Bhakti, is that you become an associate of the Lord.
然而呢，如果一个人从事的是纯粹的 bhakti， 那从事纯粹 bhakti 的结果是一个人可以成为主的同游。You
can become either a servant, a friend, a parent, or a lover.
这样的一个修习者可以成为主的仆人、朋友、父母或者是爱女。It
is said that out of the four types of persons, the distressed, the seekers of wealth, the inquisitive, and the seeker of the absolute is the best.
在刚才提到的这四种人当中呢，寻求绝对真理的人是最优秀的、最好的。And
out of such category four people, the ones who are seeking him, it said that after many, many births and deaths, such a person finally surrenders to Krishna.
而在这些就是四种人当中的寻求绝对真理的人当中，当他经过许许多多次的生死之后，最终得到知识，便最终可以向 Krishna 皈依。
And it said that such a soul, such a great soul is very rare.
如此伟大的灵魂是非常罕见的。So
anybody that's become a devotee, especially in China, is a person who has gone through many, many births already of seeking Krishna.
实际上很多进入到 Krishna 知觉当中的人呢，尤其是在中国这一边呢，很多进入 Krishna 知觉的人，在他们过往生世当中，实际上已经都是生生世世的在寻找 Krishna 了。Now
it said there are some people whose intelligence is stolen by material desires.
然而呢，除此之外，还有另外一些人，这些人的智力被物质欲望偷走了。And
therefore they worship demigods.
因此，他们崇拜半神人。And
therefore they remain under the influence of material nature, which then gives them the results of their material desires.
因为呢，他们崇拜半神人，所以他们仍然在物质自然的影响之下，得到他们的物质欲望的结果。However,
even if the demigods fulfill your desires, the results are temporary.
即使半神人满足了他们的欲望，但是呢，这些欲望的满足都是短暂易逝的。Krishna
says, I never reveal myself to people who are foolish and unintelligent.
Krishna 说道呢，他从来不会向那些愚蠢和 和没有智慧的人皆是他自己。
Because they're always being, why is that? Because they're always covered by Krishna's inferior energy, that means material energy, which is just like a screen, like a curtain, which prevents them from seeing the reality of Krishna.
嗯，为什么会这样呢？因为这些人总是被 Krishna 的低等能量，也就是物质能量所覆盖着。这些覆盖就好比是帷幕一样，阻止了他们看到 Krishna 的真相。
So in the Mahabharata, we find that even in the assembly of the Kurus, very few people could recognize that Krishna was God, and they just thought he was a strong king, or maybe they thought he was just one of their relatives.
嗯，在马哈巴尔特当中呢，我们看到，即使是在库儒族人的，即使是在库儒族人的聚会当中，也很少有人能够认出 Krishna 是至尊人格守神，他们只是把 Krishna 看成是一位强大的国王，或者只是他们的一个亲戚。
So this curtain is described in one prayer in the Ishapanishad in the 15th verse.
有关于这个帷幕呢，在至尊奥义书当中的第十五个诗节就有所描述。
Do you have the Chinese translation of this?
Yes, I have.
You do. Okay. So this is a prayer. How to remove this curtain of material energy?
那这个诗节呢，就是一首祈祷。祈祷主能够移开这个物质能量的覆盖。
Well, he says, Hiranmayena Patrina Satyasya Pitamukham Tatvam Kushanapha Prinu Satyadharmaya Drishtaye. And then the translation, O my Lord, sustainable lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee.
这是至尊奥义书的第十五诗节。这个诗节里说到，我的主，众生的维系者，你身上发出的炫目光芒遮盖了你的真脸孔，请你移开那遮蔽着你的光芒，好让你的纯粹奉献者看到你。
Yes, for those of you who want to study Bhakti Shastri, this Ishapanishad is one of the books that you have to study.
对于那些要学习 Bhakti Shastri 奉爱经典的人来说呢，至尊奥义书是必须要学习的一本书籍之一。
So, this prayerful attitude, this prayer to Krishna is what helps us become free.
这种对于Krishna 的祈祷的这种心态能够帮助我们获得解脱，获得自由。
So Krishna then says, I already know everything and everyone, but nobody really knows me as I am.
接下来 Krishna 说道， Krishna 宣布，他能够了解所有的一切和每一个人，但是呢，却没有人能够知道他的本来面目。
In the material world, ladies always like to tell their men, you don't really understand me, you don't really know me very well.
在这个物质世界的时候，我们会看到有一些女士总是对别人说，你根本就不了解我，你根本就不知道我的情况等等。
Am I right?
我说的对吗？ I think you are right.
Women always think that there's something mysterious.
女士呢，就是妇女呢，总是会这样去想，总是神秘兮兮的。
But Krishna says, I know everything, and I know everybody, but actually you don't know me.
但是 Krishna 却在这里说到呢，我能够知道所有的一切，和每一个的人，但是呢，你不能够知道我，你无法了解我。
And he says, this is because you're absorbed in duality, such as desire and hate.
他说到，这是为什么呢？ 这是因为人们被由欲望和憎恨产生的相对性所迷惑。
Therefore, those whose sins, whose past sins, have been eradicated by performance of pious activities and perform good things now, become free from duality and they worship Krishna with determination.
所以说呢，只有那些通过从事虔诚活动而消除了过往罪恶，并且呢，在前世和今生都在行善，摆脱了相对性的人，才能够怀着决心去崇拜 Krishna。
So this is the core essence of Krishna consciousness. How to, if you want to practically know how to see Krishna, these few verses will tell you practically how to get there.
所以这就相当于是 Krishna 的这个核心的精华所在。如果我们想要去怀着决心去修习 Krishna 知觉，去看到 Krishna 无处不在，那么这几个师节呢，就给了我们实际的指导，告诉我们如何去做。
Yes, your past sins have to be eradicated.
首先呢，你过往的罪恨的这种业报应该得以消除。
You have to act in a good way now.
而且呢，你现在要以虔诚的方式去行事。
You have to become free from seeing things from the platform of duality.
而且呢，你应该摆脱这个相对性，要超越这个相对性的层面，超越二元性的层面。
You have to worship Krishna with determination.
并且呢，你要怀着坚定的决心去崇拜 Krishna.
And then it said, because you know Krishna is the origin of everything, you will easily remember him at the time of death and go to his planet, to his residence.
因为如果你知道了 Krishna 是万物之源，那么呢，你就很容易在死亡的时候记住他，并因此到达 Krishna 最高的居所。
So therefore, this seventh chapter is the key to describing how a person can become fully Krishna conscious.
因此呢，第七章是描述一个人如何才能完全具有 Krishna 知觉的一个关键。
And the secret is to get good association with Krishna conscious persons.
这个秘密就在于与那些具有 Krishna 知觉的人联谊。
And to especially listen to Voice of Vaikuntha regularly every day.
尤其是每天有规律的去聆听外昆塔之音。
And if you think it's helping you,then please help to support this effort so that we can continue to provide this service to you.
所以呢，如果大家觉得这个服务对你们有帮助的话，你们可以去支持这个服务，以便让这个服务能够长期的持续下去。
Because it also costs time and money to have the internet and all these things. So if you feel that you want to help this effort somehow, then you can also speak to Sati Mataji how you can help her.
因为呢，做这项服务呢，需要一定的时间，并且也要花一些钱，来通过这个网络去从事这个服务。所以大家如果觉得，如果这个服务有帮助的话，你们想提供什么样的帮助的话，可以去找 Sati Mataji。
And help her to expand it so that we can, so that more and more people can also learn to listen to these programs.
并且呢，把这个把这个节目呢去宣传一下，能够让越来越多的人去学会用这个方式去聆听。
So many subjects have been discussed in this chapter.
在这个第七章当中讨论了许多的主题。
The person in distress, the inquisitive person, the man who wants material necessities, a person who wants to know about Brahman, Paramatma, liberation from birth and death and disease, and worshipping the Supreme.
这一章当中呢讨论了许多主题，比如说处于痛苦困境中的人，好奇爱问的人，缺乏物质必需品的人， 以及那些寻求关于布拉曼以及超灵帕拉曼玛知识的人，以及摆脱生老病死，以及对自尊主的崇拜。
However, the person who's actually elevated to Krishna consciousness actually doesn't care for all these different processes.
然而呢，一个真正在 Krishna 知觉当中得到提升的人，不会在乎这些个其他不同的程序。
Such a person who's actually just a devotee, he just engages him directly, engages himself in the activities of business.He actually gets his original position as an eternal servant of Krishna, even in this life.
那这样的一位奉献者，只是直接让自己从事 Krishna 知觉的活动，从而真正恢复他作为主 Krishna 永恒仆人的这一构成性地位，即使是在这一生当中就可以恢复。
And one who is a devotee, you know, who's practicing this process and he's sincere.He actually just takes pleasure in hearing and glorifying the Supreme Lord in pure devotional service.
一个奉献者，一个真诚的修习这个 Bhakti 瑜伽程序的奉献者，他便在这种纯粹奉爱服务当中呢，聆听和荣耀至尊主，并且得到超然的快乐。
And such a person, such a devotee, he's convincedThat by doing this, all his objectives will be fulfilled, all his needs will be fulfilled.
这样的一位奉献者深信，通过这样去做，他所有的目标，他所有的需求都将得以实现。
So this type of determined faith, not just faith, but faith with determination, is called Drita Rata.
那这种坚定的信心不仅仅是信心，而且是坚定的信心。这种坚定的信心呢，便被称为 Drita Vata。
Drita Vrata. Vrata means bound. Drita means with determination.
Drita Vata. 那 Vata 的意思是
Vata. Vata. Vata means air.This is Vrata.
Vrata.
V-R, yes.
这被称为Rita Vrata. 那 Vrata 的意思就是信心。Rita 的意思就是坚定的。
And this is the beginning of Bhakti Yoga, Transcendental Loving Service.
而这是 Bhakti 瑜伽或超然爱心服务的开始。
So this is the...Decision of all the scriptures.
这也是所有经典的结论。
And this seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita is the summary of all this conviction, of all this practice.
那博迦梵歌的第七章呢，就是这个修习程序的一个总结，是它的实质所在。
So we'll finish there. Are there any comments or any questions from the devotees?
我们今天就讲到这里，然后看看奉献者们有没有什么评论或者问题。
Yeah, this chapter is very powerful.
这一章呢是非常强有力的。
Because from this, we're dealing with.But we're dealing with knowledge of Krishna directly.
因为呢，在这一章当中，我们不仅仅谈论了这个物质能量和灵性能量，还涉及到了有关于 Krishna 的知识。
No.
So we will wait for a while.
Yeah.
萨迪玛那吉现在有问题吗？
暂时还没有，我们稍等一下。
好的。萨迪玛那吉，好像我们前两周有一些问题还没有回答，是吗？
我看看啊，上 上周还有剩下的问题吗？我看一下。
好像是上上周的问题，好像。
Okay, amazing. No questions today. Such a powerful chapter.
今天的这个章节太强有力了，大家也没什么问题了。
Maybe everybody's still asleep after National Week.
我看到上之前的问题，但是我忘了是哪些没回答了。
好像是我记得最后还有三到四个问题没有回答。
我先贴上来看看啊。后面这两个问题答过吗？
这两个答过。有一个奉献者从那一个奉献者20980060YY 这位奉献者的提问没有回答。
I see some messages in the chat window.
您在那看到吗？我这儿现在
哦，我这儿能看到。
那你就直接，直接来了。
OK. Pablo, so there are some questions from the last classes that we didn't answer. So we will answer now.
Yes.
那我们回答上几周还没有回答的问题。一位奉献者问。Krishna 说他创造了四阶层，但是呢，他不属于任何一个阶层。那么 Krishna 是如何定义他自己的身份的？So Krishna says that he created the four classes of the society, but he does not belong any of them. So how does Krishna define his own identity and his own activities?
Yes, how does Krishna define his own activities and himself? So Krishna says that he himself is unborn. That's the first thing.
那 Krishna 首先说到他是不经出生就存在的。
And he himself is not affected by material modes, the material nature.
而且他自己本人呢是不会受到物质自然属性所影响的。
And then Krishna also describes himself. He says that I am equal to everybody.
而且 Krishna 他也说到，他平等的对待众生。
But if you are a friend to Krishna, then Krishna will also be a friend to you.
但是呢，如果你成为 Krishna 的朋友的话，那 Krishna 也会是你的朋友。
Actually, Krishna throughout Bhagavad Gita gives many, many examples of.His characteristics and how he is.
Krishna 通过讲述这个薄伽梵歌，实际上就亲自的描述了他本人所具有的品质和特点，他究竟是什么样的。
So we need to keep reading and keep hearing the comments of Krishna.
所以呢我们应该继续的去阅读和聆听 Krishna 所说的话语。Alex?
Yes, please.
Maharani Devadasi 问道Hare Krishna, 感谢帕布有两个问题，在联谊的时候出现不同的观点时正确的态度是什么So there are two questions.What is the correct attitude of the association, in the association when there are some different views? In the association, when there are different views, so what is the correct attitude?
I don't know. Did we talk about these things, or is this just a random question?
A question, only a question.
Yes, it should be of mutual respect.
首先呢，如果在联谊的时候出现不同观点的话，首先我们应该做到互相的尊敬。
We never feel ourselves to be better than somebody else.
我们永远都不应该认为我们自己比其他的人更好。
Actually, we address each other as Prabhu.
实际上呢，我们相互称呼为帕布。
Srila Prabhupada said that all devotees, men and women, should address each other as Prabhu.
所以呢，帕帕说到呢，所有的奉献者，无论是男人还是女人，都应该相互称之为帕布。
Prabhu is not just a masculine term, but it also means anybody who that we see as our superior, as our master.
实际上这个帕布不仅仅只能够单指男士。实际上任何一个我们去尊敬的人都可以称他为帕布。
Because we're in material consciousness, we always think that Prabhu only means men.
因为我们还是处在这种物质的知觉当中，所以我们总是把帕布就是把男人才看成是帕布。
Actually, Prabhu can be used for both men and for women if we recognize that we are spirit souls.
实际上呢，如果我们意识到我们是灵性的灵魂的话，那这个帕布这个词既可以用于男士，也可以用于女士。
And if you address each other as Prabhu, then you'll understand how to behave in association with others.
那如果我们能够相互的称对方为帕布的话，我们就能够去理解如何在联谊当中恰当的就是互相相处，如何恰当的行事。
That's all I have to say on that topic.
所以关于这一点呢，我就说到这里，说到这些。The next question. 在讨论话题时可以引用中国传统文化词汇吗？The second question is, can we quote Chinese traditional cultural words when discussing topics?
You can quote whatever you like.
无论你想引用什么话语呢，你都可以使用。
If it brings people.
Hare Krishna.
If it brings people closer to Krishna. The aim is not to quote traditional sayings. The aim is to bring people closer to Krishna. So whatever way you can do that, that's fine.
那我们的目标并不是就是引述这些中国传统文化的词汇。我们的目标呢，是为了把人们更加的带向 Krishna。所以只要能够实现这个目标，无论你想引用什么都可以。
Srila Prabhupada was from the state of Bengal in India, so he would often quote Bengali stories, but his purpose wasn't to quote Bengali stories, his purpose was just to use a story that people could relate to bring them closer to Krishna, that's all.
因为呢 Srila Prabhupada 他是来自于印度的这个孟加拉邦的，所以 Srila Prabhupada 就经常会引用这些孟加拉的这个故事，他的目的就是为了让人们把这些故事联系起来，以便把人们更加的带向 Krishna.
I think that's clear enough. Next question.
希望这能够让你清楚了。那下一个问题，善良形态也是 Maya 吗？So the model of goodness is also Maya, right? The model of goodness is also Maya, right or not?
when you're in the mode of goodness, then you can ask me that question again. When you have reached the mode of goodness, when the questioner has asked, reached that mode of goodness, then you can ask me that question.
就是如果你已经达到了善良形态，那么你可以问这个问题。I think she's meaning, her meaning is that is the form of goodness also Maya or not?
I understand the question.
Okay.
And my answer was that when she reaches the mode of goodness, then she can ask me that same question again.
帕夫说到呢，当你就是达到善良形态的时候呢，你可以再一次提出这个问题。
Otherwise, the meaning of the question is useless. You understand?
Yes. 不然的话呢，现在问这个问题也没有什么意义。
Ask questions from your level of understanding is best.
所以就是基于我们现在的这个理解，我们现在的这个层面去问问题是更为恰当的。So last question.
Yes.
阿莲，问 Hare Krishna， 感谢您的精彩的讲课。请问这个 Krishna 在地球上上演的这些逍遥时光也是短暂的吗？May I ask that if Krishna's pastimes on Earth was also short, was short when he come to the Earth? If Krishna's pastimes on the Earth was short when he come to the Earth?
Was it short or
temporary?
Is that the question?
Temporary. Krishna's pastimes on Earth was temporary.
There's a verse in the Bhagavad Gita that one who understands the nature of my appearance and activities never takes birth again.
在《薄伽梵歌》当中有一个师节说到呢，一个能够了解我活动和显现的超然本质的人，就再不会来到这个物质世界。
Find that verse and read the purport.
你可以去找到这个诗节，然后读一下其中的要旨。
It's to the questioner. I'm saying, please find that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, not that you do it now.
所以请这位提问的这位 Mataji 去阅读这个诗节，在这个诗节当中已经说到了。
Krishna comes to attract all living entities to again become part of his association.
Krishna 来到这个物质世界的目的，是为了能够吸引这些受条件限制的灵魂重新恢复他们作为 Krishna 的一个同伴的这样的位置。
And Krishna's appearance in this world is not like an ordinary person's appearance.
而且 Krishna 在这个世界上的显现并不同于普通人的出生。
Krishna's appearance and activities are nitya lila, their eternal pastime.
Krishna 的显现和活动都是属于 nitya lila， 也就是永恒的逍遥时光。
To our vision, it appears of time, perhaps.
在我们的视域看来，也许是暂时的。
But in the spiritual world, time is not present.
但是呢，就是在我们看来，也许有这个时间这个概念，但是呢，实际上在灵性世界里是没有时间概念的。
But because we are in material consciousness, we measure everything by time.
因为我们是处在这种物质的知觉当中，所以呢，我们把所有的事情都以时间的概念去进行测量。
And when you're in spiritual consciousness, you will never think it's a short time.
但是呢，如果你是处在灵性知觉当中的话，你绝对不会认为它是这些逍遥时光是暂时的、临时的一段时间。
You will understand that Krishna is always performing these pastimes.
我们要知道 Krishna 总是在恒常上演着他的这些逍遥时光。
Sun is always shining, but because the clouds are always there, we think, oh, the sun is just shining sometimes when we see it.
那个太阳总是在发射着它的光芒，但是呢，是因为有的时候会有云层的覆盖，所以我们就觉得太阳没有发光。
So Krishna's pastimes are like this. They're always going on.
所以 Krishna 的逍遥时光也是像这样的。Krishna 的逍遥时光总是在像太阳一样总是在发光着。
But because the clouds are covering our consciousness, our vision, we always think, oh, they're just short time.
但是呢，正是因为这个像云雾一样的覆盖遮住了我们的知觉意识。所以我们就觉得那只不过是很短的一段时间。
Does that make sense?
你能够明白了吗？
Next question.
下一个问题。Sumuki Radha Dasi, Dimbai Pabu 和 Mataji, 请问人们为什么拒绝接受 Krishna 是唯一的至尊人格守神？人们希望自己也可以成为神。是吗？如果 Krishna 是唯一的至尊，自己就没有机会成为焦点了，是吗？Obeisance is to Prabhu. I would like to ask that why people always reject Krishna as the only supreme personality of Godhead. Is that because people hope themselves to become the God, right? If Krishna is the only Supreme Lord, then myself cannot have the opportunity to become the focused point, right?
So let me understand the question right. Why is only Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Why people do not agree that Krishna is the only Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because people want to become the God by themselves.
That's the nature of this world, that we always want to be supreme ourselves.
那么这个物质世界里就是这样的，物质世界里的人们总是就觉得自己是神。
And because of that, we try to deny somebody else.
正是因为这一点，就是人们都觉得自己是神，所以呢，总是去否认其他的人。
That's natural. If you're envious of somebody else, you'll always deny them.
这是很自然而然的。当你嫉妒某一个人的时候，你肯定就会否认他，否定他。
And therefore, one of the qualifications for understanding Krishna's position is that we have to be non-envious of him. We have to be Krishna's friends.
那要了解 Krishna 是至尊人格守神的这个首先的资格，就是我们不嫉妒 Krishna， 我们要成为 Krishna 的朋友，而不是嫉妒 Krishna。The last question， 请问帕布，如果用占星学带人看到冥冥之中一切皆有至高的主宰来安排，是否可以帮助人们超越二元性的思维，启发人们去接近 Krishna 呢？结合占星学来传教是否可行呢？So Prabhu, if we use astrology to bring people to see that there is a supreme master for everything in the unseen world, can we help people to transcend the duality, to inspire people to approach Krishna? Is it possible to combine astrology with preaching?
You may have read in the history of the Acharyas that Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj, he was considered the most famous astrologer of his time.
Mm. 我们可以去阅读一下我们的这个 Vaishnava Acharya 生平。我们知道我们的 Srila Prabhupada 的灵性导师 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 在他的那一个时代是非常著名的一位占星师。
And he wrote a famous book which is called Surya Siddhanta.
Surya. 那 Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Saraswati 呢他写了一本书名为 Surya Siddhanta
which is considered the best book on astrology
这本书呢被誉为是占星学的一部专著
So he was certainly a most expert astrologer
当然了毫无疑问他是一位占星学的这个专业的人士一位专家
and he abandoned astrology he decided not to use it
但是呢后来他还是放弃了这个占星他并没有使用这个占星学
and instead he focused on giving people Srimad Bhagavatam
而是他就是放弃了这个占星学而是把他的注意力集中在向人们传授圣典薄伽瓦坛
He was certainly a very capable person and could have easily you know, used astrology in his preaching
毫无疑问呢他是非常有能力就是他完全是有能力能够把这个占星学用到传教当中的
So you decide if you are better than Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj
所以你自己可以决定一下你是否比 Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur 还要优秀
You make your own decision on this
然后关于这一点呢你可以自己做出决定
next question please
I didn't select questions
okay.
萨提玛拉吉还有其他问题吗
没有了之前的都回答了上面那几个是吧
都回答了吗这还上面还有OK there are three questions more. I didn't say that. OK. 这位奉献者 YY 的这位奉献者问为什么 Krishna 会亲自揭示自己So why Krishna personally reveal himself?
Because Arjuna was his friend.
为什么呢因为 Arjuna 是他的朋友他亲密的朋友
and he was not envious of Krishna.
Arjuna 呢不嫉妒 Krishna.
That's why.
所以这就是为什么 Krishna 亲自揭示了他自己。So let's. 自由呼吸问。顶拜亲爱的卡布请问有什么具体的方法练习克服二元性的思维习惯吗 Obeisance is to dear Prabhu is there any specific methods to overcome the duality to overcome the thinking habit of duality
I don't know
卡布说他不知道
I'm still very much caught up in it myself.
关于这一点的话，帕布说他自己本人也深陷其中。
But Krishna says that we should engage in devotional service, and this is the secret.
但是呢 ，Krishna 说到我们应该持续不断的去从事奉献服务，这就是秘密所在。
So if we can just do that, I think that will be the secret. Just do devotional service and gradually we will come free from dualities.
所以如果说我们能够有什么办法去做到的话，那就是要一直不断地去从事奉献服务，这就是秘诀所在。当我们随着我们去从事奉献服务，逐渐的我们就能够克服二元性。The last question.
Yes.
顶拜法布，顶拜翻译曼塔吉，我们现在所做的奉爱服务的程序的实际操作重要吗？感恩 obeisance is it, to, Prabhu, the devotional, the process of devotional service that we are doing now, is important. Is it important? Thank you.
Yes, it's important.
是的，我们现在的这个修习的这些实际操作都是非常重要的。
Yes. So shall we finish there?
OK. 那我们今天的讲课呢就到此结束。感谢 Tirtha Raja Tirtha Raja 法布精彩的讲述，感谢 Sati Mataji 的主持和转播，感谢各位奉献者的聆听和提出很好的问题，希望大家能够在 Krishna 知觉当中度过美好的一天。Hare Krishna， 请接受我谦卑的顶拜。Hare Krishna。
Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Ki Jai. Thank you.